Don, good to have you on News and Views.
Hi, Joel. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I want to thank you. I don't think you get thanked enough for cranking that thing out and making sure that it is the Bible of basketball in North Dakota. In my town, I used to get my copy and get everything from Bruce Stein. You know who Bruce Stein is.
Oh, yeah.
And the job he did in Hankinson for years and how he brought quality basketball to our area. Don, how much fun has this been?
Oh, it's been fantastic for both myself and my family. We just thoroughly enjoy putting it together and always trying to see how we come out with our predictions and so on and so forth. But most of all, it's to give credit to those kids that are in a lot of schools that don't get the attention or get to the state tournament. And that's what's important to me as much as who gets there and who wins it all.
You know, there's something to that. We were talking about that in the lunchroom the other day, how there's eight teams here. After last night, there's four teams that still have a shot at this thing. In Class B land, just getting here is something you're going to talk about and brag about for years. But Don, what you do is you put faces behind schools, and if I don't know what schools combined or what schools are still playing, I've got Hoopster. I've got that. I mean, how much work goes into that?
Well, I started in January on issue number 32 already for the boys and girls. And, well, it'd be number 22 for the girls because we started 10 years later for the girls. But we start right away. And when it really gets busy in June and July and August, when we really start getting at it, we're 15, 16 hours a day because it's just myself and my wife, for the most part, putting things together. And I'm starting to involve a couple of the grandchildren a little bit and getting them organized along with my son and so on and so forth. So we're building for the future as well.
Is this a model that you picked up from other states, or is this a model that other states have copied from you now?
Well, first of all, I saw a copy from South Dakota, and a young man approached me about being a partner with him, and then I didn't want to because I was still coaching at Mandan High, and I thought we had a chance to go back to the state champion tournament, and we'd won it in 81, and we had big kids back, and I thought, well, no, I want to just concentrate on coaching. And we couldn't find a point guard, and that kind of told me the story that, you know, you can only go as far as what you got in front of you. So I approached him again, and he said he was going back to school, so I went ahead on that and started on my own, and from there it's progressed to where it is.
It certainly has taken off, and it can't be that hard of a sell. It's one of those must-be-in type of things. There's a little bit to it, though. You make some predictions here. I mean, you lay it out there on the line a little bit, and you point out who the teams are to watch for, and when you start doing that in some of these small towns, that can bring out the small town in them. I mean, you must have gotten both barrels once or twice.
Oh, once in a while, but not very often. Most of the people are just happy to be part of it. And in fact, is I get calls all the time wanting to add to the Hoopster. They want to be in the Hoopster because they just really think that that's what where they want to put their advertising or so on and so forth. But for the most part, no. Once in a while, somebody will give me a bad time, but that's all part of it. You know, you're going to get some wrong once in a while, and that's the way it is.
So no mother's ever called you and said, look, my little Johnny is going to light up Region 1, and by golly, you need to feed. I mean, come on, Don.
The only thing I've ever had calls from on mothers is that I didn't spell their daughter's name right. I found out the first year I put the girls' book together, there's 14 ways to spell Sherry. And I heard from every one of them.
I don't doubt that a bit. Looking back, knowing the history of this event, and it really is an event. We could call it a sport. We could call it an extracurricular activity. It's an event. I mean, the state shuts down, and hopefully they're listening on the radio or watching on that TV. But, Don, what are some of the teams that instantly come to mind that you look at and say, man, you know, that team was good, or that ball player was something special? We're not going to see one like that again for a while.
Well, there's so many of them. You know, it's hard to compare one year to the next because of the changing of rules. The three-point play has added things. The 35-second clock has added things. It's really difficult how to tell a team like Central Cass way back in 54 or 55 would compare with, let's say, a Milner from last year or whoever the eventual champ is from this year. That's the hardest thing for me to try to figure out is how did they compare at one time? There were some awfully good basketball teams that have come around. I think that Beulah team a couple years ago was as good as any as far as defense, just playing together. You know, you can go on and on, but every one of them had a point because every one of them had some good players and outstanding players. So it's really hard for me to just say one or the other because of the comparison with the rules that we now have.
Well, and I used to believe that, Don, and I still do. I know you're right. I mean, you've got a better handle on this than I. But every time I think of that you can't compare generations or teams, I think of those Mayport teams where every one of them was above 6'5".
Well,
and
that was special. Special team in there. And that Carrington team with Jim Kleinsaucer that beat them, you know, in the semis that year was an awful good basketball team, too. You know, and you can find... go back through the years that the state champions are there, and it's just there's just some tremendous teams. That's all there was to it. It's hard to pick any one without stepping on somebody's toes because they think theirs was awfully good too. You know, that's kind of how it works. You know, from year to year, that's kind of how we go about it. We just go with that particular year when we pick everything out.
We had been waiting for years in our area to go to the state tournament. You know, when our claim to fame is that we beat Sargent Central three times and then we got beat in overtime by Kindred, and we never got a chance to play them again. Sargent Central went on to beat the state. I mean, that's my one little – it doesn't change the fact they're the state champions and we're not.
Well,
you know, and Hankinson finally made it then later on in 88, you know, and here they sat – you know, and they run into a juggernaut called Scott Gulseth. I mean, that guy was a ball player.
Yes, he was.
That guy was
probably
amazing.
One of the top ones we've ever had.
Yeah. And so there are some names that instantly come to mind, Don.
Oh, yeah.
And I know the box that you're in on some of that. But when you look back on it, how has the game itself changed? It seems to me that Class B, I'm glad we got the shot clock now because it went from a wide-open, all-out game to slowing down for a while, and I didn't like it for a while there.
No, there was a lot of people that got more excited about the Class A than the Class B because of the brand of basketball that was being played in A when they didn't have the shot clock in B. But now that the shot clock is back, the aroma, atmosphere for the Class B is just growing tremendous again, and it's back to where it was at one time. And man, you started out last night 21-20 and so on and so forth, and you think to yourself it's going to end up in the 80s. Well, by the time the game ended up, the defenses took over and they were in the 60s. But at the same time, it was, what more could we ask from the opening round yesterday? Every one of them was decided by one or two points and down to the last second. So, you know, the game has really gotten, I think the defenses have improved. I'm a little bit concerned about the offenses because it's a lot of slash and shoot the three now. I wonder where the 15-foot jump shot went that everybody perfected for many years and did such a great job with and shot such high percentages, but that's the way the change is going. It's a faster game now.
I was commenting to my brother-in-law last night, Don, that Class B is the only basketball that you can see football players playing basketball. In Class A, it's basketball players playing basketball. I didn't try to make the argument that the greatest Class B team would beat the greatest Class A. I'm not a believer of that. But last night, that game with Beulah, there was a kid that wasn't even going to go out for the basketball team in the middle, and nobody wanted to mess with him. And he was a football player playing basketball. You can still see that in Class B, can't you?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. I think Jim Kleinsaucer was probably a prime example of that as anybody around, but you know, nobody even knew about him until the state tournament, you know. And it's, you know, we know what he's done in football and went on from there. But you have a lot of them. And Luke Blood from Beulah was the boy you're talking about. He was the big difference of their turnaround. They started playing him after they got beat a few times, and all of a sudden everything started clicking for Beulah. And he was kind of the key to the whole situation when they ran off 16 straight.
I stood next to him in a football game. I was refereeing him in the state playoffs here, and the kid's big and he's strong.
Yes, he is. Yes,
he's got that look where if he's going to hit you, you're going to go somewhere. But that's what made him just stick out to me last night when I was watching a basketball game. Don, the product itself, the people who love Hoopster, and maybe the people that are listening that don't know about it, if they've been living under a rock and want to get it and want to know about it, where do they go? Is there a way that you want to direct them to make sure they can be part of Hoopster?
Well, Barnes & Noble handles the book for me, and also most of the Shields Sporting Goods and Sport About in Williston and Jarrell's, and it's Devil's Lake, and a lot of small town grocery stores or drug stores handle them too. We've worked hard on getting outlets, and we try to make them available in just about every corner. But and if they can't, then they just get online at ndhoopster.com, and they can order one direct on my website.
Are you offering it all online version, or is it going to always be hard copy?
And I think it'll always be hard copy because so many people want it for memory purposes.
Yep, it's like the Encyclopedia Britannica. They want one after one after one, and then when the arguing starts at the Mander VFW hall, you just pull out the Hoopster and you settle it that way.
Well, that we hope it's that way.
yeah, that's a good point, Don. That's a really good point. Don, thank you for your time. I appreciate you coming on News.
Thank you, Joel, and I might have been evasive on a couple of issues, but at the same time, I don't want to pick one over the other on a spur of a moment here without really giving it some thought. And I appreciate you calling and being a part of your show. You do a very good job, and I really
Don, it's the reason people love you. It's the reason people love Hoopsters. So thanks. Appreciate you coming on.
Yep. Thank you, Joel. Yep.
That's a hard thing to do to a man like Don. Say, who is the best basketball player? Who is the best team? How do you compare generations? You know what? What you hear in his voice is you hear the fact that he just loves the sport, and he loves the people who play it. And that's what you're going to see in this arena tonight. That's what you're going to see in the Alaris tonight. I was looking, you know, as the TV last night was spanning up into the crowd, and I was looking at a guy that, and I don't know why he stuck out. You know, he was from Beulah. He was a fan from Beulah. And he was standing up, and I'll bet you on any given day in church, you couldn't get him to sing. You couldn't. You could maybe get a smile and a wave down a township road. But he was standing up last night, and he was yelling out at those kids trying to get them pumped up. And that's what it's about. That's, you know, and I was watching him, and his heart and soul was right here in the floor of this Alaris Center. And that's what I love about basketball season time when it gets to state tournament. I want to thank Stop and Go for sponsoring these shows so we get a chance to talk about it.